Anything you want to achieve in life, you need to get clear on exactly what it is and everything around it. It makes it much easier to accomplish it.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to get what you want. Now, before we get into this, I remind everyone, send out a text every day, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point, called Daily Motivation every week, Monday Motivation. Text me at my number 305-384-6894. Once we get that going again, you'll be receiving that text straight to your phone. Secondly, Work on Your Game University, place where I do all my coaching. You want to be coached by me directly, go to Work on Your Game University, where we're helping people get to. If you're looking to get to your first six figures as an entrepreneur, if you're looking to stabilize your income at that six-figure level, or you're already there and you want to get to the seven-figure level because you're just an ambitious individual, maybe even eight, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the place where you can get started. First of all, seeing everything that we're doing and how it works. Then you can schedule a time to get on a call with us. We'll talk to you about where you're at, where you want to go, what you feel like might be in your way, and how we can help you moving forward, what that looks like, how it works, and how to get started. That is all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out of the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is how to get what you want. Now, this one, we don't need too much introduction to this topic. I mean, I think this one is pretty straightforward what I'm talking about. What are the things that you want in your life? Everyone who's listening to this, you probably want something. If you listen to a show called Work on Your Game, I mean, this is not a time waster. This is not an entertainment show. This show is based on you doing some things to develop yourself, improve yourself, and get better so you can improve your situation. So let's talk about what are the things that you can do to get what it is that you want in your life. Point number one. Number one thing you need is clarity. Most important thing you need to get what you want is clarity. What exactly is it that you want? All right. In order to get what you want, we got to be clear about what it is that you want. Often when I'm having conversations with people in Work on Your Game University, they usually have a broad idea, a general idea of what they want. Well, what do you want? Okay, I want to make more money in my business. I want to have better relationships with the people at home. I want to build my team. I want to be a stronger communicator. I want to get this book finished. I want to launch my product. Usually people have a pretty good idea generally, broadly of what they want, but have you gotten really specific and really clear as to what you want? Biggest reason many people don't get what they want in any aspect of life is because they have no idea what they want. Or they may have an idea, but they haven't gotten specific enough to where they know exactly what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like, know the exact measurement, the exact detail, the exact dollar amount, the exact whatever. Most people have not gotten that granular when it comes to what they want. And this is one of the reasons why people don't get what they want, because you are being too broad and you are being too general. When you are unclear on what you want, it's impossible to get it because it is not defined. Or you may get it, but you don't get it in the form that you expected it because you were imagining one thing, but what you were saying was too broad and not specific enough. So you ended up getting it, but not the it that you wanted. So if you say you want to make more money, okay, you found a dollar on the ground, there's your more money, done. Your goal has been achieved. But that's not what you meant, right? What you meant was you wanted to make at least $10,000 more per month than what you're making right now. See, you didn't say that. You just said more money. Does that detail matter? Yes, it does. That detail matters 100%. That actually is the point of what we're talking about here. One of the most important aspects of what I do as a coach is helping people get clarity on what exactly we are doing, both in the big picture and the small picture, so to speak. We got to get detailed. With an entrepreneur, we need to get clear on what your goal is for your business and how you want to go about doing that business. What is your goal and how you want to go about it? Then when it comes to the specific actions you're doing, we need to get clear on exactly what needs to happen, why it needs to happen, how it's going to happen, and who's going to be responsible for what. This level of clarity is something that I find many people in general, whether I'm talking entrepreneurs, athletes, or anyone in between, I find that many people just lack this. They don't have this level of clarity because they haven't thought this deeply about it. They haven't asked themselves these questions. If you don't ask yourself these questions, then you have no reason to think this deeply about these things. And when you have no clarity as to what you're doing, it's very hard to achieve any definable outcome. I'll give you an example. I remember a goal that I had for myself is I wanted to have a big billboard in Times Square for whatever reason, whether it was an advertisement that I did, whether I paid for the billboard space myself, whether I was doing a campaign with or for someone else. I want to have a billboard in New York City. So that's what I was telling myself, because any of you been to Times Square in New York, you see the big billboards up there and all the lights and all that stuff. So that'd be cool to have myself on one of those billboards. So I remember in 2000, this is probably about 2015 or 16. I think it was 2016. I started getting all these messages. This is when Snapchat was out. I started getting all these messages on Snapchat and other social platforms from people who lived in New York, because I'm from Philadelphia. I know a lot of New Yorkers, and I just have a lot of New Yorkers in my audience. So when you have a nice size audience, you're going to get a lot of people from New York, because there's a lot of people in New York. So I was getting all these messages from people in New York like, Dre, I saw you on this billboard. And people were sending me pictures of these billboards that they were seeing me on. And I saw the billboards, and they were actually, what it was there's a company called Stash. You may have seen, heard some of their ads right here on our platform. If you go to workonyourgame.com/stash, you can start using Stash. Stash is an app that allows you to get involved in investing even at the fractional level, which basically means you can invest $1 into a stock. There's no minimum amount of money you need to get involved in investment. You can invest, again, you can buy $1 worth of any stock. So Stash was a company that was using some images licensed from me for their advertising about their app, which is called Stash. And they had a bunch of these billboard spaces that they had purchased in the New York subway system. So any of you seen, when you're walking in and out of the train stations in New York underground, there's these billboards that are about 5 feet wide by 4 feet tall, maybe 3 feet tall, maybe 4 feet, 5 by 4 feet tall. And they had purchased a bunch of these spaces. So all over New York, my picture was showing on these billboards. So a bunch of people in New York were seeing it and they were sending it to me. And this is cool because I'm like, hey, I'm on a billboard, but this is not the billboard that I had envisioned. The billboard that I had envisioned were the ones above ground up when you're walking through Times Square and they're like 300 feet wide, or who knows how wide that is, 100 feet wide. And there are all the lights around them. That was the type of billboard that I was thinking when I said I wanted to have a billboard in New York. But because I was not specific enough, I was on a billboard, but it was just a 5 foot by 4 foot billboard. And people at Stash are real cool. I remember I reached out to them and said, hey, that's me. I got on that picture. Send me a copy of that poster, that billboard image. And they did send it to me. I still have it to this day. I haven't gotten it framed yet because the wall that I have here in my office is kind of the empty wall space that I have right now is taken up by my whiteboard that you see me do my reels and my videos on. So it wouldn't really fit. There is another space it could fit on, but it wouldn't look right there. So I haven't actually put it up on the wall anywhere yet, but I will eventually. The point is, the clarity was lacking when I said what I want. I said I wanted a billboard in New York and I got it. But it wasn't the type I was talking about. This is the equivalent of someone saying, I want more money, and you find $20 on the ground. Okay, there's the $20. You got more money. All right, that's what you wanted, right? You were talking about $100,000. Right? You didn't say that. So you got $20. Now your problem is solved. So you got to get really clear on what exactly you want. And that's what the clarity means. When it comes to the specific actions that you're doing, you got to get clear on exactly what needs to happen. Again, why, how, and who's responsible. Right? That level of clarity will make sure that things actually happen instead of you just hoping and wishing and praying that they occur. This level of clarity, again, most people don't have this. And when you have no clarity as to what you're doing, it's hard to achieve anything. Good thing about working at, for example, if you work at a company, meaning you're not the owner, you get a job with employment working somewhere. Many times when you work as an employee, a company usually can clearly define exactly what they want done. And when you get your job, they tell you exactly what you're responsible for and they tell you exactly how to do it. It's an interesting thing, right? You think about that. Any of you who has a job right now, or any of you who has ever had a job, and I've had plenty of them, when you work at a company, usually they're very clear. This is exactly what you're going to do. And they tell you that in the interview process. Then if and when you get hired, they tell you exactly what you're responsible for, and they tell you how to do it. They tell you everything, exactly what you need to do, exactly what your responsibilities are, what you got to do. Here's the parts you get to kind of enter your creativity, and here's the parts where we don't need you to be creative. We need you to just do what the hell we tell you to do. When you're an entrepreneur, on the other hand, you have to define all of this stuff yourself because there's no one defining it for you. You got to figure all of it out. And this is really the biggest challenge that I notice with entrepreneurs is that absent this clarity being provided by your employer, because as an entrepreneur, there is no employer, you're the employer. So if you haven't provided this level of clarity and this level of detail of clarity, then the clarity just simply does not exist. You just randomly do things and hopefully it works out. And hey, if you're talented enough and your timing is right and you got a great enough offer, maybe you will create some success. I'm guilty of this. Like when I first started in business, I definitely didn't have a clear plan. Probably never even crossed my mind that I needed to have one, that I need to have a clear plan. But what I did have was a great product. The first product I created was a basketball training program for ball players up and coming to practice on their own. And it was a great product. The timing was great because I had a very ready audience who already knew me, liked me, and trusted me. They specifically needed exactly what I was offering and they wanted it from me. So I was able to create a good amount of success through what I was doing, even though I had very little clarity. Now, as time went on, eventually, no, that is not just going to keep going forever. As time went on, I realized that, okay, I got to put some organization and some clarity and some structure around what I have going on here. This is too random what I'm doing. And this beginner's luck, so to speak, that I had when I first started with my business is not going to keep going on forever because eventually I'm going to stop playing basketball and I'm not going to be the basketball guy to these people and they're going to stop playing too. So eventually I got to figure something out here. And over time, I was able to get more clear on things. And you know, here we are today talking about this. You got to define all of these things. What exactly do you want done? How do you want it done? Who's responsible? Where does it get done? How do you know that it's done versus not done? This is the biggest challenge a lot of you entrepreneurs have. The good news is people like myself work with people like you to help you get this clarity. And this clarity comes from asking the right questions, you filling in the gaps with the answers to the right questions. And then we go to work strategically on handling them based on priority. All right, that's what we do in the strategy part and the system part of our framework in Work On Your Game University. So checked out the university yet, just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. So again, a lot of entrepreneurs when they're starting out have this challenge, but even entrepreneurs who are seasoned and already making money, again, I'm using myself as an example here, have this exact same problem. Sometimes an entrepreneur has so much going on, it's hard to get clear on what to do next and or why to do it next. And you need this clarity, however, to get to anything in life. Anything you want to achieve in life, you need to get clear on exactly what it is and everything around it. It makes it much easier to accomplish it and much easier to have it. Remember, folks, that focus is a force multiplier. The more clear you are on something, the easier it is to focus on it. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to get what you want. Number two is you need strategy. Strategy is simply a plan of action. So what are all the ways that you could go about achieving this outcome? See, there's more than one way to achieve the outcome. So I want a billboard in Times Square around all the lights. So I could become a fashion model and model for Calvin Klein, and then maybe my picture will be the one that they put up on a billboard when they buy their next billboard space. I could call the company that sells the billboard space, and I could ask them how much, and whatever number they give me, I can just pay them that amount and have my billboard up there for, who knows, 30 days or 6 months, however long you get to occupy that space. I could, what's another thing I could do? I guess those are basically the only two ways. You either go through a company that is buying a billboard space, or you be the company that's buying a billboard space. I'm not sure there's any other way to get on a billboard. There probably are other ways that I have not yet researched. The point is, and I would need to find those out. If I'm going to strategize, I would need to find out what are those other ways. And let's say there turns out to be 10 different ways to get on a billboard in Times Square. I need to know what all 10 are. And then I'm going to look at, if I needed to do each one of these 10, how would I do it? How would I go about it? What resources do I have? Which ones seem to be most plausible? And I would go to work based on order of priority. So the good news is, once you are clear on all the different ways you can go about achieving your now clear outcome, you can deploy more than one at once and see what's being produced. You don't have to do one at a time. You can maybe try 3 or 5 or 7 at a time, and let's see what's working. And now that you have that clarity, again, this is the next step. This is the activity step. Now, if this was simple and easy, then everyone would have anything that they can get clear on. But it's not always so simple to just achieve an outcome, even when you're clear on exactly what you want. Because often when we're getting clear on what we want is because we haven't yet figured out exactly how to do it. Because if we knew exactly how to do it, then we wouldn't even have to. We probably may not even spend that much time thinking about it. We just go to work and just start getting the outcome. So sometimes we have to try more than one thing in order to get to our desired outcome. So for example, right now at home, we are looking for some help at home in the form of a babysitter who also has some house cleaning abilities. We want someone who can do both. And the first place I looked was a social app that's for residents of my building and the surrounding neighborhood. And I doubt that any of the answers that I get, actually, now that I'm doing this episode, none of the answers that I got, actually, I didn't get any useful answers from that audience. And I didn't expect that to happen. So if it does happen, that'd be great. It'd be good luck. But I'm probably going to have to go looking harder and further and spreading out my search wider in order to find the right type of person. I'm going to have to look in 5 or 6 or 10 places at the same time with a similar request to see what comes up, see what's available. Now, this is in contrast to a person having a really clear idea, but then doing only one thing at a time, and then it takes you too long to finally find the thing that actually works. Or maybe you may find that none of your ideas work, and you need a whole new set of strategies to implement in order to get to your outcome. All right, this is the reason why something like coaching and consulting matter, because you're going to choose a coach or consultant who can help you achieve your outcome, so that you know that even though that doesn't mean exactly what they tell you the first time is always going to work perfectly, you still got to test things out, because it depends on the market, depends on how the audience is responding, depends on how you're running your business. There are things that they still have to learn. But if they know the frameworks of how to make things work, then something that they have you do is going to work. And this is why you need to be wise in choosing the right people to work with when it comes to getting help for yourself, so that you're actually getting the outcome. And one thing you should not do, regardless of what decision you make, do not pigeonhole yourself into just trying to figure everything out on your own, because you are old enough, you've lived long enough to know that doing everything on your own is going to get you to a certain outcome, because there are certain skills that you have and there are certain skills that you simply do not have. And you got to be honest with yourself about that. What do you lack that you probably shouldn't be putting yourself on the job of doing? So when you're strategizing for something in which you don't have a clear process, you better deploy more than one idea at the same time and see what results from each. And even better, deploy a person who can help you with those ideas, so they can help you kill off the bad ones without you wasting your resources and even trying them, and give you some better ideas that you hadn't thought of. Now, if on the other hand, you do have a clear process, let's say your process is clear, because either you have done that thing before or you're working with someone who has done that thing before, as I just said, then just follow the process. You already got the process to do the same thing. Don't reinvent the wheel. Similar to if you're working at a job and they already know how to produce the outcome and they tell you how to do it, just do it. You don't have to do it. You don't even have to think. Just follow the process and you're good. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to. But dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how to get what you want. Number three, elimination of excess. This is an important one, being that we have a limited amount of time here on Earth. You want to eliminate the excess so you're not using up too much of your most valuable resources on things that you don't need to be using resources on at all. Remember that clarity is our first point and that focus is a force multiplier. So when you focus on something, you are eliminating everything else. That's what focus means. Focus means you are not paying attention to anything that could be a distraction, which means all the excess things that you could give your attention to, they didn't disappear. They still exist. You're just not giving them any of your resources, like your attention. Again, they didn't just disappear. You're just choosing consciously and intentionally to not notice. That's what focus means. Focus does not mean things disappear from your life. It just means you stop paying attention to them and they, by relative comparison, they have disappeared because you're not noting them anymore. This is what the elimination of excess does. Again, elimination of excess doesn't mean things have to leave. It just means you're not noticing them. So it's as if they left because you're not paying them any attention. So you don't need to make the social media apps on your phone go away, everyone. When I tell you stop wasting time on social media, especially like yesterday's episode, scrolling through and looking at online ads on social media, they don't have to go away. And the online ads pictures and videos don't have to go away. They're not going anywhere. What you need to do, though, is focus on your work strongly enough that you don't keep picking up your phone every 15 minutes and scrolling through the apps. So it's not the elimination of the thing that needs to happen. It's the focus on your thing so that the thing that you were being distracted by is no longer a factor. Again, it still exists. It's just not a factor anymore. That's what the elimination of excess means. So you don't need to lose the password to the back end of your website through which you can make cosmetic updates to your homepage. Those of you entrepreneurs guilty of that. You just need to stop logging into your website and giving your resources to that and instead focus on putting together a marketing campaign that will bring in more money for your business regardless of how your website works. All right, that's focus. All right, this is another way to eliminate excess. Reading between the lines here, elimination of excess simply means having the discipline to focus on what needs to be focused on while no longer focusing on things that don't matter as much. That's what elimination of excess is. And the elimination is in your mind. Again, it doesn't have to be tangible. It doesn't have to be literal. You don't have to literally get rid of, you don't have to delete Facebook off your phone. You just need to stop opening Facebook 20 times a day. So this supports clarity. It helps you identify, if necessary, your winning strategy. And then you can actually deploy and activate and get the results from that winning strategy. But all of this starts with you getting clear on exactly what you want. Because the clearer you get on what you want, the more clear you'll get on, okay, these are the things that I want now that I'm clear on it. All right, what the hell am I doing now? Because the stuff I'm doing now is not going to get me here. So maybe I got to make some changes. See, one step leads to the next. Being, doing, having, folks. That said, let's recap today's class, which is how to get what you want. Number one, clarity. What do you want? You got to get clear and you want to get detailed as to what you want, not just vague. Most people are pretty vague in what they want if they have an answer at all. But you need to get detailed and clear on it. And again, this is something that one of the first things that we help you with once you come into the university is, and this is a mindset thing, as well as, and it starts to lead you into the strategy, which leads us to point number two, which is strategy. What are all the ways you could go about achieving your outcomes? All strategy is a plan of action. It gives you more than one way to achieve an outcome because no human is perfect. So no plan is completely foolproof, which means sometimes you have a plan. Doesn't mean your plan is going to work perfectly the first time you try it. But as long as you have the right people around you who know what they're doing, even if one plan doesn't work, we will find a plan that does work. And number three, elimination of excess. Remember that clarity is our first point and that focus is a force multiplier. So when you focus on something, you're eliminating everything else. So elimination of excess doesn't mean things literally go away from your life. It just means you pay them less mind and less attention. So they are relatively invisible, even though they are still tangibly in the same spot. That's the discipline. All right. And the structure are the first two points. And the discipline is a result of that structure. So that said, text me so you're in my text community. My number is 305-384-6894, also down below in the description. And workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the place where I do my coaching. If you want to get to the six-figure level or you're already there, you want to get to the seven or eight-figure level in your business, Come to Work On Your Game University. You get to plug into our framework, working with me directly, our framework of mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. And let's get to this sooner rather than later. WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Question: are you looking for a health and wellness upgrade that's as easy as sipping your morning coffee? Or if you're like me, you don't even drink coffee? Meet AG1, the superhero of all-in-one supplements. With just one scoop a day, you'll experience a powerhouse blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will have you feeling like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can feel like it, though. You don't even have to try it. AG1 is your personal health sidekick, packed with prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes to support optimal gut health. Now, what exactly does all that mean? That means you can say goodbye to those pesky nutrient gaps that you have in your system right now, and you probably don't even know it, and say hello to a vitality boost that will make you feel like you have superhuman strength. And this is all natural, clean stuff. But wait, there's more. When you take the leap and join the AG1 revolution right now, you'll unlock an incredible offer. You will enjoy a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for a strong immune system and strong bones, with your first order. Plus, you're going to receive 5 free AG1 travel packs, which are perfect for staying on top of your health routine wherever life takes you. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, you're tired of having to pack 8 pills and 9 different supplements every time you go somewhere, or every time you wake up in the morning, you got to take all these different pills. You don't even know what they are. You can't remember what's what. You don't even know what the ingredients are on these things. Say goodbye to all of that and try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Your body will thank you for joining the AG1 Super Squad.